Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, this is Andy. Welcome to the first ever Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer, and we're celebrating the fact that Storm are 10 since that rename from the Hurricanes in 2009. Really pleased that Emily Nemeth's going to be joining me for these and some special guests along the way too. Emily, first of all, glad you're joining us. Tell me a bit about your current role at Storm.
Well, yeah, currently I'm one of two assistant coaches with the Super League side, and I'm the head of the performance pathway. So basically I look after everything that isn't seniors, so our under 21s, 19s, 17s, 15s, and then sort of look after the high performance for our Surrey Storm region. So yeah, pretty busy is the short version.
Pretty busy, but obviously really special to be involved with the side for such a long time, and obviously at this special time as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a huge part of my life, I guess. I mean, I've had a bit of a gap in the middle going out to Australia, but I think I could probably be known as Grandma Storm now. I mean, I was here from before it was Storm, really. So it's nice to still be a part of it and to keep sort of evolving myself as the franchise evolves as well.
And you'll be able to share one or two stories about players along the way, I hope.
Yeah, we've got, there are some stories. and some you can't share, I probably think, but yeah, I think it's nice. It's nice. There's been such a huge amount of people involved with this franchise, and I think it is a special organisation for anyone that's been involved. It will always be a huge part of their lives. So yeah, I look forward to sharing some of my insider bits.
Good, because it'll only be a short podcast series otherwise. Why don't we start with Mickey, the current director of netball?
I think that's probably a very good idea, and I know that Mick's got a really long and obviously impressive history and current life even here with Storm, so she's been telling us all about her early years and memories.
It's crazy to think we're standing here saying, you know, 10 years of Surrey Storm. My first memories of Storm was obviously competing against them for Hertfordshire Mavericks back when they were called that, and they were such a rivalry of ours, and I remember having to compete against them or play against them, and the result not going our way then, and being like, gosh, like, Storm are so formidable, like, they're such a well-oiled machine, and the players that played for them in terms of their name and the weight that held in the netball world was just like so eye-opening for me. And then over the summer when I got the call to ask if I wanted to come across, it was a bit like, yeah, sure, like, I'd love to see how the training environment is and how the girls are, and I literally loved it from the first minute. You know, I think something that's so special about Storm and what any player says when they pass through these walls is that it's such a nice environment to be around. You know, everybody genuinely does want somebody else to achieve, and it's not for the detriment of anybody else that you are achieving. And I think that's such a rarity in high performance environment when you have so many females and so many emotions competing all at the same time. So yeah, you know, I'm so proud and privileged to be in this position when Storm are going through this landmark, and yeah, I don't take what I do for granted, and I feel very lucky to get to say what I do for this franchise every day.
You played with some incredible players, being there obviously a massive long list. I'd imagine Pam Tamsin, Georgia Lees, and I'm only mentioning her because she paid me a tenner to say that. Tamsin would be there.
You're mentioning her name to me. I hope she mentioned my name.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, no, you know, there's honestly so many women here and men who have left such a resounding mark on me as a person, let alone as a player. You know, Tamsin was the head coach when I moved across here, and she is, in my eyes, genuinely one of the smartest netball brains that world netball has to offer, and I just think she's amazing at what she does, and as a coach she's pretty unparalleled. So I feel very privileged to have said that, you know, my playing career under her was 2 years, and we won the championships in those 2 years. Yeah, and then to look across the court and share the court with the likes of, you know, Rachel Dunn, Pam Cookie, Hannah Reed, their Knights now. And yeah, like Georgia Lees, who is now one of my closest friends, a really good friend of mine. So yeah, it's just crazy, like, all of the ladies that have passed through this franchise in the past few years, we still remain really good friends and in contact, and I think that's great.
And you learn so much being in squads with them, maybe little bits of player and
Yeah, absolutely. You know, half of the reason why everybody chooses to do this, and when I say this, I mean netball at this level, is because of those added extras that don't really ever get mentioned about but are so invaluable. You know, everybody talks about playing, and of course that's what we're all here for, but the reality of the situation is, you know, you can't share a bib and sometimes you miss out, but you learn so much from the people that are around you and in your training environment, and you're watching on court or playing alongside or competing within training, and that's so, so important when it comes to deciding where you're going to play your netball. So I love this franchise so much, and I think we genuinely do have something so special in our training environment, and it brings out the best in people, which is why the franchise is as successful as it is.
Storm fans over the years have grown and grown, and the thing is as well, they're one of the first franchises to really embrace this, create that whole match day experience.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in my eyes, Storm has always been the front runner and the first franchise to do things and set the precedents. And, you know, with events like Netball London Live, we was the first franchise to ever really go big in an arena like the Copper Box. And I think it took 3 years for us to sell it out, and that was just phenomenal. Our fans are ridiculously knowledgeable. They are so diehard. They have stuck with this franchise and me especially through the past season, and yeah, that's the reason why pretty much every one of my team talk alludes to the girls, you know, leaving this court with nothing but pride, so that these fans have got something to walk out of here feeling satisfied with. So yeah, Storm fans are a rare breed, and I'm pretty sure that any franchise would say that coming to Surrey Sports Park to play in front of them is pretty intimidating.
You've got no warning on this, and I apologise for it, but can you pick out a fave game?
Probably Netball London Live's going to be up there for me.
Where I photobombed a picture of you, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Or maybe even just my first game for Storm, you know. We was away to Manchester Thunder, it was on Sky, I didn't start. We was down at half-time, and I remember T saying to me, right, you're coming on at centre. And at that point in time, I was just so excited. I didn't really play with fear. I just played with freedom, and it was great. And we ended up winning. And yeah, it was just the best feeling ever to be like, oh, you know, like these girls have surrounded me with nothing but belief in training. And I feel like I've paid that back in this game. And yeah, like I'll never forget that moment and donning the Storm dress for the first time with my family name on the back.
And the influence as well, the fact that a lot of players that have passed through the franchise, coaches as well, massive statement. It'll always be special.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've had some world-beating players play on this court and don in the duck egg blue. You know, Jeeva Mentor, Sonia McClomer, Natalie Seaton, Becky Nash, or now Becky Tripic, and just to name a few. We've got Rhianne McHale, and as all of the girls who are still playing in Super League now, like Rachel Dunn, Tamsin Greenway, of Pam Cookie's retired. But, you know, there's so many athletes that have gone through these courts, whether that be from an under 21 level as well. You know, I look across the NPL league now, and there's so many athletes that have played for Surrey Storm that are now in other franchises but doing incredibly well and in a Roses program, and it's really, really great to see.
What is the standard of Storm's NPL like at the minute? Obviously, with your role at Director of Netball.
Storm's NPL is great. But yeah, you know, the NPL setup here is fantastic. They train on the same court alongside the Super League. So there really is that fluidity across the franchise. And hopefully the girls can see the progression from age group to age group, because, you know, we often compete against each other and play against each other for that match play and training. So they get some real exposure to Super League calibre and all that is to hopefully be a Super League player one day.
Is it still a bit of disbelief when you see things that say Mickey Austin, Director of Netball Surrey Storm?
I wouldn't say disbelief, but every now and then I do have to remind myself. It's, you know, it's really hard, as with everyone. Every job has stress, doesn't it? Everyone deals with stress, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, this is a really high-pressure job. And because of that, I can often forget, you know, when you get caught up in the day-to-day rigmarole of the business side of things and finances and making sure everything's running correctly, you know, you forget. And then often I would walk into training and see all the girls there and it's like, oh, like, this is why I do it.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, like, the season was really stressful, but it felt like it flew by, and all we kept saying to each other was, I can't believe how quickly this is. I can't believe it's almost over. So hopefully that's a really good sign, and I look back at the season now and just think how blessed I am that I am in this position, and as I say, I definitely don't take that for granted.
As part of this anniversary, we're speaking to players and staff. Just wondering if there's somebody that springs to mind that would be a good talker and you'd like to hear from?
Oh God, I don't know. Someone I would really be interested in hearing their perspective from would be Katie Hughes. You know, she's our captain now, but I think everybody forgets just how long she's been part of this franchise for. You know, she's been here since its inception. And I think she started in the last year of NPL and then moved straight across to Super League. And, you know, she was here when Jeeva and Sonia were here. So it'd be really interesting to see her insight onto it and how the franchise has evolved over the years.
And that's Mickey. And I guess she is just one of those players. She has been around for such a long time. She came up through the England pathway and all the what was regional academies, and obviously went through the Mavs pathway initially and came across here as a real sort of young go-getter. I mean, she hasn't changed in that respect. She's probably one of the most tenacious athletes I've ever worked with. And obviously her stuff off the court now, really, for someone, I think, what's she now, 26? It's so impressive. And there's only a handful of people, I think, across the world who've done similar to her in terms of on and off the court and what she's achieving administratively, coaching-wise, and still trying to maintain that playing career as well.
And seeing the players as well, obviously, you'll see them week in, week out at Sports Park, but they're all really buying into things, and that anticipation of being something exciting and being part of Mickey's squad for next season.
Absolutely. And I think even from when she first came in, there's always going to be any kind of change. Change is amazing, but change is always scary. And I think even when Mick was announced last season, the girls have always bought in. There is no underwriting anything. Mick creates a great environment. She practices what she preaches, and I think that's the essential bit. Even if you're not a player coach, you're just a coach, you must practice what you preach. And to be able to do that and play is a huge testament to her character and what she's achieving. But the environment here, I mean, I've always felt that it's a family, but at the moment, I mean, these girls really are in it for each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite a unique thing in elite sport. And they really are in it for each other.
Ziggy and Shireen joined last season, and we've got Sophie and Karen as well this season. So the fact that Mickey's been able to attract not only those youngsters that have worked their way up, but those names as well to the side, I think fans really appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, the competition, especially down here in the South at the moment, the competition and the choice for players of any calibre is huge. I mean, that you've got four or five franchises that you could logistically play for if you lived sort of in and around this area.
Yeah.
So actually, you need to be setting your stall out. You need to be practicing what you preach. You need to be delivering everything you can to help those athletes, to help this franchise do and meet its potential. I mean, Shireen and Ziggy were incredible. I mean, obviously, Shireen flying high now down in the Southern Hemisphere, which is incredible. And Ziggy's obviously moved on to Pastures New. But
we don't mention.
Oh, yeah. you've got to celebrate anything that anyone is doing if it means they get to play netball professionally. That is my take on it. So wherever anyone plays, I say good on them. My goodness. But to attract someone like Karen, I mean, let's not forget, Karen is an Australian diamond. I mean, that is unreal. They are a formidable side, and especially when she was playing for them, they were like untouchable.
Yeah.
And her knowledge and her character traits and just what she brings to this group already, I mean, it's exciting. Soph's the character, isn't she? We've replaced a character for a character, but she is ready to play some netball. That's all I'll say about Sophie. She is so ready to play some netball, and I think people got a little glimpse of it at Fast Five, but there's more to come, and I think that's the best thing about Soph. What I will say about Mick and her player sort of selection and retention is, you've got to remember, these girls, these ladies, these athletes, the ones that have been here for a very long time as well, it isn't because it's an easy option and it isn't because it's comfortable. It's because they genuinely want to play for this franchise and they genuinely believe in it. And I think to keep those girls, like your Hollands, like your Lorraines, they're the ones, Emily Golvin, these really exciting athletes that could easily go and play somewhere else. Yaz Parsons, they're here because they want to be here. They're here because they want to win, and they're here because they believe in what Mick's trying to achieve.
And that realistically wouldn't have changed much over the years. Just that would have been part of the Storm setup.
Yeah, I mean, you think back to when Storm first started. Like, it was a really revolutionary franchise. I mean, the feathers that were ruffled when we first came out, because we paid our players. I mean, people might have got expenses, but, you know, we were the first people that actually did pay. Not everyone, I'm going to say that first year, but those big names that came across, they were paid. And all of a sudden, netballers didn't need to go across to Oz, New Zealand to, you know, actually feel their worth. They were getting some money here. And obviously people came across from Loughborough and they came across from Bath, and we were seen as kind of this big, new, shiny, we got our marketing right, we got our media right, and it's so exciting now that actually that's just the standard across the league.
Yeah.
And netball in the UK is something that should be really, really celebrated. And look at what, you know, even these new, look at WAFTS and look at Pulse and look at these amazing brands and these incredible offerings. I'd like to think that actually we were one of the first ones to do that. And that's still that ethos and that professionalism and that respect for the fans and the engagement. We're still flying high on that now, and it's something we really, really hold ourselves to a high standard with.
It's a Surrey Storm podcast with Player Layer. Another thing we're going to be doing is looking at the players that have worn that duck egg since it started. Jeeva Mentor was once part of the side. Were you at Storm when Jeeva was there?
I was. My goodness.
Fantastic.
First 2 years. Yeah, I mean, Jeeva, I feel fortunate that I'd class her as a friend. She's someone that just made a huge impact to Storm. She was one of the ones that did come across from Bath and just really bought into what we were doing and was, I mean, as you can imagine, I mean, she's literally, how many times has she been voted best netballer in the world?
Yeah.
How many caps has she got? How many appearances has she got? She really is the nicest, the most talented, the funniest. Just, there is no bad. You can't say anything negative about Jeeva. Full stop. Full stop.
Let's see what she remembers most about the time at Storm.
Yeah, with Tamsin and I'm trying to remember all the girls that were in the team back then.
I've got a list.
So it was a
Hannah,
new franchise.
Hannah, Rachel, Tamsin, Becky,
Hannah Reed,
Gemma,
Rachel,
Natalie.
Oh, wow. It's so
what
cool when
sad.
You hear all those names being reeled off. Yeah. You know what? All I can really remember from that time is how much fun it was, but also the success we managed to have on court. And I think that's because the program that was developed there, it was a new team that were being set up at Surrey Storm and involved with the university. And it was one of those opportunities where Sonia and I knew at the end of the season we were going out to play in Australia for the first time and be part of their competition. So we wanted to make sure we still had our connection and our partnership in the circle as sort of England goalkeeper, goal defence. So we decided to move to be at the same club team. So I moved across from Bath, and I believe Sonia moved across from the other London teams. And we had a great year at Surrey Storm. Unfortunately, I believe Sonia and I had to leave a little bit earlier, just before finals, to head out to play in the Australian League. But the time that we did have at Surrey Storm was fantastic, and I've just got such fond memories of not just the team, but the environment that we created there, and even the photo shoots that we had in that amazing coloured kit.
We're at SurreyStorm10 on Twitter, so get in touch with thoughts and ideas of players that you'd like to hear from. Stay up to date with the latest from the club at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Player Layer.